This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the most recent sold-out Todd Wright Tour XXXVI. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and brought a wonderful gift basket to Todd Wright Tour 36 that I presented in the middle of the ninth fairway to Chris Elias, a regular team captain and a longtime friend of mine, plays in a lot of Todd Wright Tour golf events. Chris had won closest to the pin six holes earlier on number three, and it was his birthday. So it all worked out. There's a great photo of Chris in the ninth fairway on his birthday with the Brandon Legal Group basket as his prize on my social media pages on Facebook and at ToddWright2121 on Instagram and Twitter. Brandon Legal Group wants me to convey a simple message to you. If you live in the greater Tampa Bay area and you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full service law firm. So if you need help with family law, Brandon Legal Group can help. If you need help with divorce, Brandon Legal Group can help. If you need help with, and you just inserted your own there, Brandon Legal Group can help. Free consultation, brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Email for specific questions about your lineup, your bench, waiver claims, trades, etc. Your bad luck, your frustrations, your bad beats. Share anything like that with me via email. The email is exclusive to podcast listeners. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. All right, so for week six, Thursday night game, so we're getting on this early. And if some of the status of these players change, factor that in. Check the status on your own because of how I'm recording this, you know, a little earlier in the week. I've got a couple of statuses, but please check status before putting a player in the lineup that we talk about on Thursday just to make sure. So here we go. Let's start with the Eagles because there's not a lot here. Jalen Hurts is currently QB6 in fantasy football overall. QB6. He was 3 until last week, although the Eagles won that game against the Carolina Panthers. So if you waited to draft Jalen Hurts, it has paid off. And I would think, unless you have Brady, Mahomes, Jackson, Josh Allen, Herbert, Murray, Stafford, or Dak, you're playing Hurts these days. He's just been that good. Kind of a one-man show on the Eagles. By far, their most significant fantasy player. And you say, well, he's a quarterback. Of course he is. But it's not even close. He's much more of a one-man show than really any of the other names I just gave you. It's interesting. He's putting up so many points. And really no other Eagles are. Jalen Hurts in my 21st century standard scoring settings has 111.1 points. The next best Eagle is 37.4, Devontae Smith. That's a gap of 73.7 points. All right, so the rest of the Eagles, there's not much here. Devontae Smith, many of you drafted him to be a starter. I don't know if you can keep him going. Now, you have some bye weeks this week. New Orleans is off. Atlanta is off. Who else is off? San Francisco is off. So let's say you have Debo Samuel and you don't, you know, he's wide receiver 3 through 6 weeks in my scoring settings. Maybe you plug Smith in here if you own Smith, but he has not returned the value on your investment despite the success of Jalen Hurts. He has touched the ball 25 times through five games. That's five touches a game. He has one touchdown and one two-point conversion and one lost fumble. The one touchdown was the first touchdown of the season for the Eagles. So he's done nothing in terms of scoring a touchdown in his last 19 quarters. Granted, there's yardage and points out there against the Bucs defense, but it has been a bad stretch for Devontae Smith. The next highest Eagle is Kenneth Gainwell, who even in my foundation league is a free agent. Miles Sanders has been a failure this year, for those of you that drafted Miles Sanders. Gainwell has slightly more fantasy points than Sanders. Gainwell has done that with less than 50% of Sanders' rushing attempts. Sanders has rushed the ball 48 times. Gainwell has rushed 21 times. Gainwell has two rushing touchdowns. Sanders has none. Neither Gainwell nor Sanders have a receiving touchdown. Gainwell, 14 receptions. Sanders, 16 receptions. Just one other note as it relates to the tight end position. If you are in an outdated mandatory tight end league, Dallas Goedert is on the COVID-19 list. Doesn't look like he's going to play. Zach Ertz could be in play here. The Bucs have given up a touchdown to an opposing tight end for three straight games. Zach Ertz's volume went up in week four. It wasn't significant in week five, but without Goedert, Ertz looks like he's going to be on the field all the time. So kind of a throwback to when Zach Ertz was a regular in fantasy lineups a few years ago. Zach Ertz might be a play this week against the Buccaneers. That's all I can give you as it relates to the Eagles. Now let's go to the Bucs, where there's plenty to talk about. Tom Brady is, through 5 weeks, not only QB1, he is overall number one in fantasy football. In my scoring settings, he is at 122.5 points. That's 2 points better than Derrick Henry, 3.5 points better than Patrick Mahomes, and 3.8 points better than Lamar Jackson, and 4 points better than Josh Allen. Brady, after just one touchdown passing in weeks three and four combined, exploded again in week five. So there was a lot to go around with Brady throwing those five scores. But he's been terrific for those of you that drafted him to be your starting quarterback. Mike Evans is number two in Buccaneer production in my fantasy scoring settings. 63.3 points, so over 5 weeks. He's averaging you double digits. You know, he's getting you anywhere from, about 13? Between 12 and 13 points on average per game. 29 touches. He has four touchdowns. So with Gronk out, and it looks like Gronk misses this game as well, Evans is getting in the end zone. Chris Godwin, he has the exact same amount of receptions as Mike Evans and almost the same amount of yards. The difference is the touchdowns. Godwin has two touchdowns. Evans has four. Now, as of the time of this taping, Godwin has a questionable tag, so just keep checking status. The Eagles give up a lot in terms of short passing game. So as long as Godwin is good to go, Godwin could be a guy that gets decent volume. Not that you're benching Godwin anyway. The only way you'd bench him is if he was injured to the point where you knew he was not going to play, just sort of giving you your expectations. Antonio Brown continues paying off for those that invested in him, like me. Another big game last week, actually. So that was a two-touchdown game for Antonio Brown. First time he'd scored since, what, was it late? Was it second quarter or third quarter of the Dallas game? But, you know, Brown was on a COVID list for, what, the Rams game. Did he miss one game or two? I think it was only one. But Antonio Brown, just behind Godwin in terms of fantasy scoring, he's touched the ball 20 times. He has 20 receptions. and now 3 touchdowns. Pretty balanced when you look at the big three of the Bucs wide receivers. Evan, 29 for 393 and 4. Godwin, 29 for 366 and 2. Brown, 20 for 325 and 3. And if you factor in the game Brown missed, yeah, he missed one game, average it out, they're all right there. So Brady is very evenly distributing between those three guys. I see Gronk with a questionable tag. Let's see. As of Wednesday night, it looked like Gronk, there was a report that Gronk would not play due to the rib injury. Arians had said earlier in the week it would be very close. But apparently Gronk has been declared out. And I talked to Al, a podcast listener, I wouldn't try to stream a Brate or welcome to the fantasy podcast, OJ Howard. I wouldn't try that. That's too cute this week. But Leonard Fournette, yeah. Leonard Fournette this year is now up to 75 touches of the football. So thanks for the easy math, Leonard. He touches the ball 15 times a game. That's what you want. A little less than 10 points per game on average. He's at 47.8. And Eagles are an odd team, but also they do give up, like I said with Godwin, they give up shorter passing plays. And Fournette has 19 receptions. Granted, Gio Bernard is going to get those when he's in the game, but the Bucs are using Fournette out of the backfield. He caught 19 balls for 167, 56 rushes for 251, just the one rushing touchdown. He's okay as a starting running back. It isn't great, but you're getting volume. You're getting 15 touches on average per game in a high-scoring offense, and he's almost getting you to double digits each week. That's about all you can ask. So that's what I got for you this week in the Bucs Bulletin for Bucs Eagles. Remember to listen to the separate full version of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for discussion on all 32 National Football League teams on a regular basis. The Bucs Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME. Remember my email for any fantasy questions, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com.